We are joined here in the media. Hold on.
Here we go.
We are joined here in the media center with the current Top Fuel number one qualifier, Doug Kalita. His Q2 pass of 3.723 at 329.50 took him to the top. Doug, talk about today and the significance of the countdown and points and all that comes with that.
Yeah, it's definitely a good day to be up here talking with you guys. So, we had a good day, great day for the first day of the weekend. This facility, it kind of speaks for itself. And the track conditions today, they did a great job with, seemed like both lanes. So, we got down both sides. And, just real happy that we were able to pull it off here so far. So, it's, obviously the first race of the last six is pretty exciting to be part of. Especially the way my car's been running this year. We're, we haven't got the Wally yet this year, so hopefully we're saving it for the last six races here, and just hoping to have a good strong finish here.
Questions?
Doug, how much did the change of track conditions and the weather, with the sun was dropping down back behind and taking the sunlight off the track, or at least maybe the first 3:30 or so, how much did that help this run?
Quite a bit, yeah. You could see with all the funny cars and the Top Fuel cars, and even the first few cars early in the Top Fuel session, everybody was getting good runs. So it cooled down, and our cars definitely like cooler, cooler tires and cooler track. And I have to admit though, over the years, you get in these kind of conditions, even when it's hot, it still surprises me that. The times we're getting out of the cars, just with the job all the crew chiefs and kind of the technology, what's going on here with the NHR. I think that it definitely makes it more exciting, and a lot of great runs seem like today.
Doug, tell us about that run that went to number one. Did it feel like it was going to be a number one run?
Yeah, the thing, it left good, it stayed nice and straight. Just at the end, it moved around a little bit, so I was hoping that we didn't, scrub off too much moving around a little bit, but it really wasn't that bad. But, I was real hopeful that, it was going to hold on. It felt like a good run, and fortunately, it ended up being a good run. So we'll definitely take that into tomorrow, and we're pretty excited about it.
You've been real consistent all year. You had obviously that real close race in Norwalk where you've been on the verge, feels like breaking through. Has it been tough to not get frustrated or to not change anything on your end, even though you've been on, the wrong end of some real good races?
Yeah, it, makes you appreciate, how hard everybody works. And, I'm definitely working real hard at it myself, trying to cut the best lights I can. And, the guys have definitely stepped the game up, so I'm hoping that I'm where I need to be, and we'll have some fun here this this weekend, and see what we can do.
Doug, the funny cars over at Kalita really picked up, and obviously JR won the U.S. Nationals. That's helped out. How is that helping out the dragster side? Is there any correlation to that?
Yeah. It's definitely brought a lot of momentum to the team. We're real proud of JR and Alexis with winning the last two funny car races. The dragster side's got to step it up a little bit. We've been kidding one another, but it's a fact. We really got looking at the qualifying today. Richie he was on a real good run. I don't know what the heck that thing was going to run, but But all three cars are running pretty strong, and just couldn't be prouder of Jim and Jim Oberhofer, and what he's been doing with really all of the crew chiefs, just kind of working together and building what we've got going on. Winning the U.S. Nationals was a real—it's always a big deal for everybody, and Connie was real excited. That's always been kind of a tough race for quite a lot of cars to win, and Alexis has won that thing, and now JR, and yeah, it was real cool.
What's it like to have Richie now in the pits and working with him?
Yeah, he's, I think you guys all know Richie. He's pretty solid driving these cars. So, we couldn't be more excited, really. you know, he's a drag racer through and through. He's, you know, he stayed with it, you know, even though we you know, had a few races off there with, you know, before he got on with us, but he's still out there running. I guess it's a station wagon, I think, it, and it looks like it really goes, but he's definitely, you know, a welcome addition.
And importantly, you also picked up 5 bonus points today. Talk about the importance of qualifying bonus points as you, really 50 points out, starting the countdown. So talk about the importance of those qualifying bonus points today.
Yeah, it, it was pretty, that was good. Yeah, we're, you know, these points are going to be pretty valuable, and, you know, we'll see what we can do throughout the countdown and, you know, and obviously each qualifying session. So I think you guys have seen how important some of these qualifying points can be. So, yeah, we'll just stay after it, see what we've got for tomorrow.
Wonderful. Best of luck tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.